Because right about now, we have in studio a phenomenal, phenomenal lady. It's Prof. Tumi Diale. How are you, Prof?
I am good, and how are you? I've just seen the e-bus. I was driving behind it today. I was also excited.
No, the only time I saw it was when we were introduced to it, us, UJFM, and UJTV. And I just saw it drive by, and I'm so starstruck. Yeah, I should actually. Super excited. Now, Prof, for those that don't know who you are, I'd like you to just kindly tell us who you are in the department that you're from and your role in your department. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I am Tumi Diale. I'm Prof. Tumi Diale. I am currently a full professor in the Department of Educational Psychology in the Faculty of Education. And I am responsible, direct or coordinate the Center for Neurodiversity, which is a baby I gave birth to last year.
Beautiful.
So it's a baby I'm growing in terms of neurodiversity in the country. So that's who I am currently. And basically, I'm the former, I've been in the university for some time now.
Sure.
And I've been the former vice dean of the Faculty of Education.
Beautiful.
And head of Department of EdSych.
Yeah. No, that's beautiful. And every department that you just mentioned right now is doing absolutely fantastic. So big ups to you. Finally, we see the face behind all the work. So shout out to you, Prof. You spoke of the Center of Neurodiversity. What is that? Your baby.
This baby. Mm. The Center for Neurodiversity at UJ.
At UJ, yes.
It's a center that is based at our Soweto campus.
Okay.
Which is a center that looks at, you know, in academia, when we talk about centers, we generally think of research centers. But this is a sort of different center because it is a community engagement-based kind of center where we look at supporting parents, learners, teachers, and even academics and researchers in terms of neurodiversity, the neurodiversity spectrum.
That is so beautiful. I don't know why. I feel that we always had this, but we didn't really because of the support in general that we get from the University of Johannesburg. But I'm glad that we have this specific program focused on neurodiversity. But super excited, man. So why is it established and when was it opened?
Okay. The Center for Neurodiversity, let me start with the when part. It was officially, it's a project that I started in 2019 in collaboration with the Department of Higher Education and Training and European Union, which were part of our funders or grants, grant givers. But we also were funded by the university itself in terms of infrastructure. And because of COVID, there was some, you know, stand back. And, but we continued. But fortunately, last year in September, on the 9th of September, we officially launched the center, the physical center at Soweto. And therefore, on the 9th of September, they say we'll be 1 year. At least we'll be starting to work. So we'll be having some mini event to celebrate that on the 8th of September together with you as UJFM.
Yes.
But the reason for launching the Center for Neurodiversity, it is because we realized that many times when we talk of disabilities, people tend to focus on physical disabilities. You know, a person who's physically disabled, whether be in a wheelchair or who is blind or who is deaf, you know, because those are disabilities that we can actually see.
Yeah.
However, many people are not aware of the neurological disabilities that are unseen, and which is why this center is important, because many a times those people with neurodevelopmental disorders are sort of shunned away because the communities don't understand them. In the school situation, teachers don't understand those learners. At home, parents don't understand this child. So they are always labeled or othered because of that. And it is from that perspective that we felt the importance of having such a center. And I have to say, it is the first center of its kind in higher education, public higher education in the country. Therefore, it is a national hub and a center of excellence in terms of that. We are not only focusing at UJ, we're not only focusing at Soweto where we are based, but we are looking at growing it as a national hub where we actually go into other provinces,
yes.
but even going into Africa, because recently I've traveled into African countries.
Mm.
And when I talk about this, it's like, wow, only then people come out and say, you know, my child has got autism
exactly.
and I don't know what to do with them. So there is a high need in the African continent
exactly.
regarding neurodevelopmental mm. disorders and neurodiversity.
That is so beautiful. Very, very beautiful. Now, you're saying it's based at Soweto?
Yes.
Is it Soweto campus or?
Our Soweto campus, yes. At the Adelaide Tambo Building.
Adelaide Tambo Building.
Yes.
Super, super excited, Prof. We're going to be coming back with Prof and asking more questions. Want to join in the conversation? Hit me up on 0817255228. That's our WhatsApp line. You know the drill. Send in those voice notes and those texts. Alternatively, let us make that noise on our social media platforms, on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, using the hashtag Let's Talk Neurodiversity at UJ. And kind notes, right? Please know that when you use the ad, don't use that ad, that A1. Use AT, okay? So it's hashtag at Let's Talk at Neurodiversity at UJFM. At UJ, rather, with UJFM, right? Mm. Beautiful. Hit me up at 1725-588. We're talking all things the center of, or rather, Center for Neurodiversity. Stay tuned. Beautiful local tunes. It's Puleng Po Folo. Murero is the title of this one. Absolutely appreciate the melody. 35 minutes after the hour, 2 o'clock. We are still chilling with our awesome prof. And we are still talking about all things the Center for Neurodiversity at UJ with UJFM. Awesome. Now, we're speaking of neurodiversity in the center thereof, right? Now I want to know, who does it service? Who are your clientele or who's your clientele?
Okay. The Center for Neurodiversity at UJ, which is at Soweto.
Mm.
Our clientele is, it's various stakeholders in education
okay.
and within communities. Our first clientele, it's children that, whether teachers or parents, observe some symptoms of neurodevelopmental delays. Our second, because we actually, what I didn't say is that we train educational psychologists as a department.
Mm.
So our educational psychology master students are part of working with these children in terms of assessing them to ensure that we actually find their challenges,
mm-hmm.
their learning disabilities early in time. So it will be the children, but also, in addition to children, it doesn't help to assess a child and find that they've got this challenge and you don't empower the parent on how to deal or how to address that.
Yeah.
Because having to be told that your child has autism, it's traumatic in its own right.
It
and
is.
How do I deal with that?
Mm.
You know. And our third clientele from the parents is teachers. These children go to school, they are shunned by systems because the system doesn't understand the child. They want the child to fit into the system instead of the system embracing and being inclusive to the child.
Yeah.
So it's training teachers in terms of what is neurodevelopmental disorders and how do we best address and support those children and parents.
Yeah.
And our final, the last two parts, it's the community itself. Many of the parents have found it very difficult and they have found themselves closing their children at home without engaging, especially in our black communities,
mm.
you know, engaging with communities because communities have shunned them away. There are those myths that, I mean, when we talk of neurodiversity, we talk of different disabilities that are involved there. However, in the African language, when I say autism, what do I say? All of them are put under one word that wakafa,
yeah.
she is mad or he is mad,
yeah.
which is not the fact. So it is about also educating communities that these people are within us,
exactly.
they live with us. But more than anything also, we cannot have this if we don't have research.
That is
we
so are, true.
We are an academic institution.
Yeah.
We need to understand what is happening here and in the world. So our next target is researchers and academics in terms of
beautiful.
That we have up-to-date, relevant information. And we can compete with the world. It's time we teach the West what we have from our
exactly.
side.
Exactly. Sure. Because we can't, we need to be very lumped and just go straight to the point. There's a lot that we avoid as the black community. And so we stigmatize everything. we stigmatize everything, regardless of the research that comes through. Obviously, some aren't able to reach that research or learn of the new knowledge of the new stuff that are coming through. But I mean, we just stigmatize. We tend to stigmatize everything. So it's very imperative that we get researchers.
But I think we stigmatize because we don't know.
We don't know exactly.
So once we begin to open this platform to empowering, once we begin to demystify this research that's high stake to a community ordinary member of the society,
exactly,
then they begin to actually have a ripple impact. And then we can begin to say there is social impact in terms of what we are doing.
Mm.
But once it still stays at that research level, that's academic,
it's not
we're still
help.
Not touching the communities.
Yeah. If we're not going to decode and simplify everything,
yes,
we're really not helping. Speaking of this, I'm about to ask you this question, but I think you already answered. But if you feel the need to add anything, please do. Is there anyone who can actually get involved with this whole program?
Okay. We actually are saying, as a hub, we are open to anybody who feels the need to contribute. At this stage, actually, the other day I was talking to one of the community members who started an NGO. I said, there are so many NGOs and NPOs that are started, especially around autism, because autism seems to be the new growing baby on the ground.
Yeah.
But then having these small pockets, we're not making an impact. If we take these small pockets as an institution of higher learning, bring them together, and together we hold hands with the university to say, government, what do we do?
Beautiful.
Private sector, what do we do? Because one of the key things is employability of these people.
Exactly.
Private sector, what do we do? And we begin health, what do we do? Then we can begin to have an impact versus having our small pockets. So collectivism is important in
Definitely.
This.
Definitely. And that's what actually I've learned a lot about just being at UJ. I know that we really embrace partnership and collectivism, and it really goes a long way. Now, speaking on that, for your services, say I need your services. Am I charged? Do I have to pay?
At this stage, we are working at a zero budget.
Okay.
But we also are not charging clients.
Wow.
You know, at this stage, we are not charging clients. We are hoping there are companies that are listening out there to say, let us make some funding available, because assessment is very expensive. I can tell you from a private practice perspective, to assess a child to find out if they've got autism or whatever, neurodevelopmental or whatever disability that may be, if we have to do a psychoeducational assessment, it is nothing less than 10,000.
Sure.
How many people afford that? Even those with medical aids don't pay those amounts.
Exactly.
So we are at the stage offering the service free of charge, but obviously we are going to run out of what we have because we don't have that big budget as a department. So we are hoping to begin to really raise funds rigorously, because we are aware that public out there, the normal community members, parents cannot afford this. This is an expensive service.
Yeah.
They cannot. So if we go to a stage where we have to charge, we would really be charging minimal to be able to, you know, rebuy, for instance, your answer sheets in terms of assessment, more than us making any profit as a center.
Yeah. I love that you have a broader perspective. You see where you're going. You know what to do and not what to do, because you need to accommodate those that you're wanting to give or offer your services to. So it's absolutely beautiful. But speaking on that, what do you have for the future? What's the vision for the future?
Okay. Our vision for the future is, we have the center that is physically based at Soweto.
Okay.
We have South Africa that is broad.
Mm.
And we've just spoken about the e-bus earlier.
Exactly,
on today.
Yes.
One of my visions or dreams is to have mobile buses that will be able to reach communities out there.
Mm.
We can take it for granted that we are in Soweto, but if you think of a parent who's in Orange Farm, coming to Soweto means having to have 100 rands. So if I decide, even if the service is free, this is the 100 rands that can buy bread for the whole week for the family, versus going to Soweto.
Yeah.
What am I going to choose? To have bread for the family.
Mm.
So if I have a mobile bus that will go to Orange Farm, that will go to Deep Natal, Deep Limpopo, and be able to engage, but also collaborate with institutions out there, collaborate with organizations out there to say, how do we reach out the ordinary person who doesn't afford this on the ground?
Beautiful. Prof, I have one last question for you, but I need to pay some bills. We're going to be coming back. If you have any questions, hit us up on 0817255228. For now, do not touch. We are still with our dear professor, Professor Dumi Diale in studio. Prof, I hope you're still having a good time with us.
I am.
Okay, beautiful. I'm glad. Super, super glad. One last question. And if you just joined, unfortunately, we're almost wrapping up, but it's okay. Don't worry about it. We are going to be having conversations regarding the Center for Neurodiversity at UJ until further notice every Friday. So don't worry about it. One last question. Going forward, what should we look out for?
Okay. Going forward, every Friday, you can hook up with UJ FM. We'll be here from 2:15 to 3:00. We'll be talking about various topics in terms of neurodevelopmental disorder.
Yeah.
I will be kicking off next week with actually unpacking what are neurodevelopmental disorders.
Yeah.
And in the following weeks, I'll have colleagues within my department, but also our collaborators outside the university, like your medical doctors, your occupational therapists.
Amazing.
We'll be talking about ADHD. We'll be talking about autism. We'll be talking about specific learning disorders. We also have a session where we have parents who will be at studio, talking about their experiences of raising a child with autism. We will have an international person who will be coming, who comes from the University of California, Davis, which is a U21 university, our collaborator, Prof. Lindstrom, who will be talking about career transitioning of these children. So we have a whole range of topics that we'll be talking about, the mental health of these children.
Mm.
So between today and the 1st of December, every Friday, this time, we have a full 20 sessions of Let's Talk Neurodiversity at UJ with UJ FM.
Wow.
We are excited about this.
I'm Prof, so can excited.
Ria, you don't understand. Can I just please confirm if you know, if you have information about this? I know I should be asking my manager, but I'm going to ask you now.
Yes.
Is it a given? Is it a guarantee that all of this is going to be taking place during this?
It's on this
show.
Slot.
On with the slot. Oh, inside. With Ponsomohan.
With Ponsomohan. Yes.
Tune in.
21, right? It's the 21st studio of July 2023. It's been announced by Prof.
Yes.
Dumi Diale. It's happening.
It is.
I am excited. Mm-hmm. I need us to go on our social media platforms right now and make some noise about it, man. It's a very imperative conversation to be having, especially in this day and age. We didn't have access to such research, to such information, and today we do. Super excited. Hashtag Let's Talk Neurodiversity at UJ. Super excited. Yes, so it's 12:00 to 3:00 weekdays. Insights with me, Bonso. Doctor, thank you. Prof, rather, thank you so, so much.
Thank you
for gracing us with your presence. Thank you so much for answering all of our questions, and thank you for the announcement.
Thank you. See you next week again.
See you next week again, Prof. Oh, man, I'm super excited. We still have some time, maybe 2 minutes to say our goodbyes. But for now, I think we should go out on a music break and, you know, just speak to Prof because we can. Stay tuned. If you have any questions, we're still here. 0817255228. It's DJ Soso in this one. King Zana Mali. Enjoy.